And take two, Maria and I did mess up our first take. So welcome to Coffee Talk, everyone.
Welcome. We're so smart beautiful.
We are so smart and beautiful, and that is why we are doing this a second time, although you don't know that, but we know that. And I'm addressing that elephant in the room.
Oops.
For our sake. Now, that being said, welcome to Coffee Talk. This week's episode, just like all episodes, are short in between episodes. I should say episode one more time. Where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with our friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
Oh my gosh, you said witchy correct to this take. No,
another reason that it was great that we did take two. What are those things called? The little things in acting where they go, oh, click. Yeah.
I forgot what it was. I could have told you if you didn't say anything. Who knows? Do they even exist? We don't know. Anyways, if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if you say your name or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Now, if you don't feel like writing out a whole email to us, like you just want something short and sweet, like a voice note, you can actually call our number and leave us a voice. A voicemail, which is 351-207-0799. There is like a 3-minute like wiggle room that you have to record, but if you go over those 3 minutes, just call back that number and, you know, just pick up where you left off. Like, we'll put it all together. It's fine.
Well, we've got a really good editor who can smash it together, so just keep it up.
So seamless.
We have a lot to talk about this episode, but before I forget, if you haven't already joined us on Patreon on August 31st at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we do have our monthly class. This one will be hosted by Samantha Weisberg. This is a class on creative writing within mythology. And if you are not familiar with Samantha at all, if you go back to our episode, Mythology Misunderstandings, she does a really incredible quasi-lecture for us on Medusa that is just like truly incredible. She's so smart. I think this class is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
I'm very excited too. I mean, creative writing and mythology. Yes. Yes, please.
It's like your favorite things.
Yeah. All in one.
So this episode, we do have a lot we want to talk about. We're going to talk about some stuff that we're excited about for the season. But before we get into that, Maria and I have had a bunch of requests. In fact, one of them was in a tarot reading I had the other day where I was asked face-to-face to explain it. We talk a lot about the Patreon. We talk a lot about the Discord on here. And it seems as though some people just don't really understand what those things are. So we were going to kind of explain it for you, for anybody who is confused or curious. And they're like, I'd love to be a part of this, but I don't understand what it is. So Maria, do you want to explain to our lovely listeners what is Patreon?
So Patreon is basic. It's like a blog, like blog website, but you pay to see the blogs basically. But it's like stuff like, you know, made just for like special people who, you know, pay in order to see like special articles written by us, and you get like special part two episodes. You get our classes. I mean, the articles that we have on there are so great and they're really in depth, and we have hundreds of articles, like
literally hundreds.
Yeah. And there's different tiers on Patreon, so you can pick one that is like in your budget.
Your expectations as well.
Yeah. While each of our tiers, it does offer some sort of Discord access, but like our coven tiers is what gives you full access
to the Discord.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of feedback from people that were in the library tier that upgraded to a coven tier, and they were like, oh my gosh, I am missing so much by being in the library tier, because we do have like a full community. The intention behind the Discord is, one, to give solitary practitioners a safe community to be a part of, but it also gives people a safe and free space to ask questions and to build a community of other people that are in similar situations as them, similar paths, etc. And it's a really good soundboard to essentially ask the questions in a safe space and not like on Facebook or something where you're going to have 100 different people go, well, actually, you're the dumbest person alive for asking this question. Oh my God, you don't know that? So it does give people a really safe space to build and work on their practice with like-minded individuals. And it's huge. Yeah. Think of it like a forum. So I was talking
with... A forum is a great way to explain it.
Discord is a second app that you only gain access through our Discord by being a member of a Coventeer Patreon. So they are two separate websites and applications. But to gain access to our Discord, you have to be in a Coventeer, the full Discord, I should say, because there is free access to Discord as well for announcements. To gain full access to the Discord, you do need to be in a Coventeer. And it is a second application. If you struggle to connect it when you have paid for the Coventeer, first, I would encourage you to go to the pinned message on Patreon. It does give you step by steps on how to connect it. And if you still are struggling, reach out to Brie and I. That's what Patreon has a messaging system. Reach out to us. We would love to help you.
Yeah.
But it is this massive community where we have all these events. We have a group ritual every single month where everybody comes together and does a ritual. Maria does a journaling session every month. I do a meditation. We have a witchy book club. We have a smut book club. We have a group event that is just for fun, like just a fun group event once a month. Although September and October, I'm looking to do movie nights every Friday, which is going to be really fun. And that's going to be flexible hours, alternating for US people and European people. So that will be at different times, depending on the Friday. We just have this massive community of intelligent and wonderful human beings that are, I don't know, constantly engaging,
supporting each other and like
each other.
and talking, I don't think our Discord is ever quiet. Like,
literally,
someone
never
is always talking.
we even have parts of the Discord that like I'll go away for a couple hours and then I come back and it's like, you have 300 missed messages. Yeah. And I'm like, not reading any of that. But we have this amazing community, and like the feedback that we've received recently was one that people didn't understand what Discord and Patreon was. So hopefully our little explanation here clears that up for you.
Yeah.
Well, but simultaneously, the other feedback we've had is that people are not understanding just how much they get by joining the Patreon. They see the price points and they're like, that's a lot of money for like a community. And it's like, well, just the classes alone.
It's more than that.
I think at this point you get 16. If you join today, there's, I think, 16 backlog hour-long lecture classes from different experts throughout the field. That's just at the $15 tier. It also includes rituals, spells, how-to articles, articles on correspondence, articles on our opinions on how to get started, ad-free versions of the podcast, part two episodes of the part that are just Patreon exclusive. You get all that at just the $15 tier. And it's like 500 different things that you just get for $15 by joining and supporting the Patreon. And if you join the Coven tier, you get all of that, plus you get a community. So for 10 extra dollars, you also are getting like 7 events a month. And then this whole community of people that are in a like-minded situation to you. I hope that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. And if you're a 90s baby and you're becoming, you know, a little bit, you know, technology moves so fast that you're like, I don't understand any of this. I think a great way to explain Discord is like Yahoo chat rooms from back in the day. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Or MSN chat rooms.
Yeah. Like there's literally like, it's just, it's all labeled. So you pick the label that you want to go to and you start talking into that channel and people will talk to you back. Like,
yep.
It's just like that. But obviously more close knit and people are way more trustworthy and stuff on there.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And like, we have rules for the Discord. If you break the rules, like, people, luckily we have not had to do this very often in the 5 years we've done it. We've only had to remove people less than a handful of times. But there is that kind of safety net there that if somebody is violating the rules, they are removed. And it does not happen often. Luckily, we've had a very amazing group where realistically, drama wise, we've really not even had drama. And I think the main reason is because you pay to be there. People are more respectful of other people because there is automatically a paywall that kind of gatekeeps seriousness and respect. You can't just, people don't just show up willy-nilly and are like, I'm here to cause drama.
Yeah.
And I think that has blessed us in so many ways to be able to keep it a safe community.
Yeah. And not to mention, as we've said many times, like having Patreon and Discord like helps us devote so much of our time to the podcast and to these things. This is our,
and also, you know, the majority of the money that we make on Patreon as it stands right now goes to the Patreon, to the podcast, to the Patreon, to the Spellcaster boxes. Because our Spellcaster boxes start at $25. There's a $25 and then there's a Coven one, which is $40. And both of those includes your shipping. It includes all the library tier stuff that we just mentioned. So like you get the all the library tier stuff, all the classes, and then it's $10 extra. You get physical stuff for a hand like that goes with a handwritten ritual or spell that Maria works on every month. And that includes shipping. And so this is like, this is, we try our best to put as much into the Patreon and podcast as we possibly can. And I know we've talked about it a lot so far in the last couple of months, that it does fuel the Patreon, but it literally does fuel the pod. Like without the Patreon, the podcast wouldn't be happening because we couldn't afford to keep it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do feel bad that I feel like we've brought this up a few times in the last few months, but I also, we have gotten feedback that people don't understand what these things are. And so hopefully this episode clears that up for people, that these are the things you get with it.
So join us. Yeah.
We would love to have you. If you guys do have further questions on this stuff, just shoot us a message. Like, I really hope that we've cleared this up for you, so that way nobody has any more questions and we can just go back to posting our normal stuff. But I did want to address all this stuff because we have gotten like, I don't know, almost a dozen messages from people being like, what are these things? Explain them to me. So hopefully we've covered those questions. I don't know. I love our little community. I think that it's great, but we're biased.
No, they literally are the best.
It's true. And they're just these really amazing, supportive, and amazing individuals that we are so lucky to get to spend time with on a regular basis. So to our Patreon members, we love you very much and we're very glad you're here.
We do. Yeah.
Thank really you so do. Much for,
yeah. Thank you guys. But,
oh, and that brings us into the things we're excited about for spooky season.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a movie night. I'm going to do a movie night for the next 2 months. I'm so excited. We're going to do like spooky movies. I'm going to make a movie poster. I'm so excited.
So that way everybody can participate. That movie poster.
Yes, I'm gonna do a vintage movie poster. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm so excited. I think it's gonna be really fun. I think that it's gonna replace the mixer for the next 2 months. That way, it gives people the opportunity to like hang out, but not feel pressured to like play a game or talk. They can just chat and like in the chat text thing, and we can watch a movie. And I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, it does sound like fun.
I'm so excited. I'm genuinely really excited.
Yes. Honestly.
What are you excited about coming up?
Just like honestly, the cooler weather and being able to go outside again some more. Yeah. We've had so much rain like over the summer, to the point where the mosquitoes are like 100 times worse. They're already bad. I mean, this is South Carolina. Like they're already bad.
Right.
But like they're so bad right now. I can't go outside even in pants without getting bit on my legs. Yeah. Like
that's so bad. Have you seen those like little clips with the dragonflies to like scare mosquitoes away?
No.
So like they're like little, they like, it's like a clip with like a springy little, I don't know, wire attached to it that you like wear on your body, and it's got like a little fake dragonfly, and it supposedly scares away mosquitoes. Where we live, there really aren't that many mosquitoes, so I haven't had the opportunity to try it, but I'd really like to.
I would definitely give it a go.
I'm gonna send you one. Let's fun. We can find out if it works.
Because we do have a lot of dragonflies right now. I think even more than typically, and it's probably because of the mosquito stuff. Like, I think the dragonflies are feasting right now.
Yeah, and like apparently dragonflies scare off mosquitoes. So
makes sense.
We should get you a clip. We'll see if it works.
That'd be so cute.
You could be walking around with a couple of them clipped to you like a lunatic. I think that'd be very cute. That's and fun. Fine.
It's okay.
It would be very cute and fun.
I wear black wherever I go, and in the South, like no one really does that. So we're all like my whole family wears black. Oh yeah. So we always get like once overs, and like people recognize us so easily because of our clothing.
That's so funny. I would have never even thought about that.
Yeah. So why not? Let's add a dragonfly stuff.
You're
why not?
The queer modern day Addams Family.
It's true. It's true. Like we'll have people who come up to us like in stores and stuff like that and be like, I haven't seen you in so long. And it's like,
Who are you? Who are you? I don't know who you are. Why are you speaking to me? everywhere we go, because Frank has really bad memory when it comes to like people. He does not like, he has to meet somebody like 5 or 6 times before he will recognize their face again. Mm-hmm. And we'll have people come up to us and like just talk to us. I don't know why. Just small town stuff, I think. And he'd be like, do we know them? Have we met them before? Who is that? And I'm like, I have no idea. Or like one time there was, you know, when Sephora was in JCPenney's for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that where you're at? There was the nearest Sephora to us was in a JCPenney's. And we would go in there because I would get this one specific thing that they carried. And one of the women who worked there was always talking to us like she knew us, like knew us intimately, and would be like, oh my god, when did you guys get married? And at that point we had been married for like 5 years, and we were like, for a minute. For quite some time. And we were convinced that she thought we were someone else. Mm-hmm. And then like we had a baby, and she was like, oh my god, I didn't even know you were pregnant. And I was like, why would you? Who are you?
Wow, we're just living the same life on different coasts.
It's literally so funny. Yeah, we're identical in every way. And for those of you who can't see us because I have requested the camera be off today, you would know how incorrect that statement is. Oh my goodness. Well, I don't think I have anything else to talk about today. Do you have anything else you want to talk about for our lovely listeners?
Well, I am excited for like starting to do some more kitchen witchery. Like,
me too.
Yeah. Like, it's, I'm really looking forward to. So last year, my whole thing is I would probably make it like every 2 weeks is that I would make homemade pot pie, like dough and all.
Yeah.
And I keep fine tuning it. And I think this year I'm going to continue fine tuning it until it is the best like pot pie ever. Like, that is my goal.
But really, really wanted pot pie yesterday, but I didn't have the time to make the crust, so I did chicken and dumplings instead. Like a dumpling.
Delicious.
It was. Instead of putting carrots in it, I put in frozen rainbow sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, so good. It was so, so good. I really recommend that.
Yeah. But yeah, like. Oh no, I'm just looking forward to getting like super cozy and making the house super cozy. Yeah. I'm so mad at myself. I have yet to decorate for Halloween just because I'm still healing. I don't even know who you are. Yeah, I'm still healing.
I don't even know who you are. Like,
but it is on the agenda for this week. Like, I'm going to do my Halloween tree. I'm going to put up my fall garlands. Like, we're just going to go all out.
Good.
Go all out. Good. I need it.
Because who even are you?
I know. I am not me without the fall stuff.
It's true. Well, I mean, that being said, I would like to say thank you for everyone who sat with us this episode while we talked about Patreon again. I promise we won't do that again for a really long time. I mean, obviously, we do bring it up every episode to remind people to come and sub, but... I promise we won't do another episode where we're just talking about Patreon. That being said, next week is going to be another coffee talk episode because, and we've talked about this for seasons that this was going to happen. We need to do a main episode shuffle so that way the moon aligns with the episode. So that way you guys are getting like that little warning for what to do with the lunar phases. So we are going to do a coffee talk next week, but that is the reasoning. So, and Maria is going to post something on Instagram for next week's episode to answer your guys' questions. So it'll be a little Q&A type episode, which will be really fun. We haven't done one of those in a while. Yeah. So thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you next week. Next week will be a coffee talk, but normally it would be a main episode. Mm-hmm. You can check out our links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special Part 2 exclusive episode, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord, like we have mentioned.
But yeah. Yes, like we've already talked about. You can find all of that by going to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, or head to our social media and go to our link tree, and you can find Patreon there. Thank you all so much, and we will see you next week.
Bye. See ya. Bye.